Subos Samach Aleph, Yud Adar Hetov Shemun Beis, March 5th, 1982, on Friday.
On Wednesday, in the middle of the Pesach, we didn't interrupt in the middle of an evening because we left off to Pisvorum Digasim. Now, one second. Where do you leave off? The Pisvorum Digasim or the Hoda Amrin and Gavish Ben Seir? Where did we leave off? I don't remember. Swallow the Asina. Yeah, okay. Oh. Now, so Taisa says, so Taisa's first question is, Taisa's first question is, that the halacha by Rabbonim, what Matunus had as best is only the Rabbonim. And the Raisa could not take effect the Geus, because fear becomes Shliches. And the Gemara says, "Kot yichim yosel lichlau schiye isli schiye drabonim." That's one years. It's only drabon. So the question is, if the Rabbi said there couldn't be any schiye, so how could the Chacham be eikar on matira? So Teisa says, the Tavunes Menle accords with the Mandoma that each year at Chacham dok lagad on matira, even the Kulasim. In the morning, in the Bomis, there is a machlekes between Rav Chisde and Rav Nosson Barish. So Rav Chisde says, "Yesh kevet chacham lakadol natir," and Rav Nosson Barish says, "Ein kevet chacham lakadol natir." Ein kevet chacham lakadol natir. In other words, Rav Chisde says that let's say in many situations where the Rai said the Trume Yistrum is hard and Chachomim of Isakei that it's not hard. So then Ramos Bereshit says even though Rabbonim Isakei it's not hard, so it's only Mechumre, but it's not Hoda Teru Mikore. And Rafchide says it's Hoda Teru Mikore. So Yesh Yem Chachom Lakeba Natire. So Rabbune agrees with Rafchide that yesh yeva nachomim lakadov natir. Now, once we mentioned that machlekes at the beginning of Ksuges, when we discussed the sugye of yesh yeva nachomim kolim kalish alei rabbonim kalim lakadov rabbonim bishmenei, so we mentioned that the pshat in Rav Chisde is not that the chachomim have a keyach to be a keyach, let's say the yisea of Tevulizah. I mean, the Yisrael of Trumel Mikhei, of Trumelizah. Now, let's say, suppose now in the case where the Midraise, the Afrosh is Chav, and then the Chachomim of Misake, that the Afrosh is not Chav. So Rav Chisde says, Yesh Kiev Rachom Lakadom Natiya. So that means even though he has matkish, let's say, from this club and this club, and with the Rai said that Foshi is Chal, so the Shem Tevul is Foka, Mimele, if the Shem Tevul is Chal, and with the Rai said, the Shem Trumo is Chal, with the Rai said, the Shem Trumo is Chal, and the Chachomim, so even the Raisi Shem Trumo is Chal, so then it means that the Zag is not allowed to eat these pears that was Matrish as Trumo. There is a Nisa of Visit Shemayim if the Zag is Trumo. Now the Chachomim of Misake, that in certain situations, let's say, he's Matrish from Atom Yalatoya, wherever the Chachomim of Misake, that the Afroshi is not Chal. So Rav Chisde says, "Yesh yevad hachom lakadov natir." So mele, that means that it's terrible, and mele yes mafkish again, and when he's mafkish again, it will be mafkish other peiros. So Ezar will be allowed to eat those peiros that are original. He was mafkish as truma. So the question is, how can the chachomim Beit Kabbalah Matere. So Rav Chisda says they can Beit Kabbalah Matere. So it doesn't mean, according to Rav Chisda, in this particular case, the Chachomim were Eker, the Yisar of Trum Rezavim, the Deves. There is no such thing. That even Rav Chisda agrees that only if he showed, so the Chachomim and Mekeach to be Eker, and Yisar not, and Yisar become Vasei, just as Elio was Eker. It was Eker, the Yisar of Shchut Echutz, when he was Makhrish, in order to be Makhrish, the Nebiyah Baal. So it was Makhrish, coaching the Chutz, not in the Bishamigdosh, to be Makhrish Nebiyah Baal. So that was with Bishor. But with Eila, you see, Murat Pizde is made it, that the Chachomim Bezdin has no care to be any care. And this is the Raise with Eila. But what it means is that the Chachomim can be Mavkiya Yechalishem. Mid Raise, if you are Mavkish, me atomir atoir. So the Afroshi is Chav. So the Mele, these parents, I was Mavkish as Trumo, so the Chalishem Trumo is Chalane. So then, the Chachomim say, no, that the Chalishem should be Poka. If the Chalishem is Poka, so the Mele, mid Raise, the Afroshi is not Chav. Like Hefka Bezen Hefka. So Hefka Bezen Hefka in the Mominus. So that means the Chachomim and Mikeach to negate a kinyan that is midraise. And if the Chachomim say that Reuven's moment should become Shimon's moment, so it becomes Shimon's moment midraise. So here too, the Chachomim and Mikeach to be mafkia the Chalishem of Truma, even though midraise there is a Chalishem. So Mimele, there is no Yisrael of Truma Zorin because the Chalishem is spoken. But not that the Chachomim Mevikeach, to be Eikeir, Isurei Reiser Deres, that not. So here too, when Rav Huna says that Yakot Matunas of Rav Bezdin is based upon Zochin, even though Zochin Mikotin is only the Rabbonon, so he does it. Tesis Kashi was, how can, let's say, Eve Bezdin was Mikai, a little girl, the Mochins. So and then Israel is allowed to marry her, but Samisa the Rabbi said to marry Goye. So Teisa says, no, Rav Huna holds that Yeshkiya will Chachomim Lakadol Natir. So Mele is not even a Sisa. So it doesn't mean Rav Huna holds that the Chachomim have a Keach to be each and Yisa of Mrs. Chatma, of Bitcho Lysitin Libnei. Then the Chachomim certainly have no Keach. To be Eker and Yisad Raise Bikum Vasei Lideres. Bishabal Taise Bikum Vasei Lideres. But not Bikum Vasei. But the Chachomim have Ikeach to negate the Haleis of Deus. Just as over there, Rav Chisda says, the Halei, the Chachomim have Ikeach, to be Eker, the Halei Shem Trumo, the Halei Shem Maiseya. So here the Chachomim have Ikeach, to be Eker, the Halei Shem Deus. So, I mean, on contrary, I mean, to Mavkia, the Haleishem Goy and confer upon him the Haleishem Ger. The Chachomim of Mikeach to be Mavkia the Shem Akum, and even though Midraise he still has the Shem Akum, the Shem Goy. So the Chachomim have Mikeach to be Mavkia the Haleishem Goy and to confer upon him the Haleishem Ger. So the Mele is not even the Yisrael of this Israel. This is what he says. Anyway, so that means that either Teisves holds that the halacha is like Rav Chisda that Yeshkiya Brachon Lakadol Natera, but the Rambam and most Rishonim they pass like Rav Moshe Bareish that Eikir Brachon Lakadol Natera. So if Teisves is not chilik on the Rambam in that machlekes, then we have to say that Rav Huna's din is not al ibn Ilchase, and perhaps, since Teisus says that Rav Huna's din accords with Rav Chisda, maybe Teisus holds that we pass like Rav Chisda. But I don't know of any Rishon who in that Sugya Nivomes should pass like Rav Chisda. I know that Rambam and the Tur, I mean in the Riv, they all pass like Rav Moshe Bareish. But maybe Teisus should face an encounter. If Teisus is not chelik on the Rambam, and Teisus also holds that the halacha we pass like Rav Moshe Bareish, that Eker Rachom Lakadol Natera. So then, this whole halacha of Yakot Matbin is Aldaz Bezdin He shall be on the video test. That I don't know. Anyway, most Rishayim say that Rabbunis Din is a Dreisidik Halacha. It's not a Rabbunik Halacha. Alright. Then Tei says, as the Kashi Rod, I'm going to be rich period in Syria, that begins to agar, he may know he's Gael, he shall to tzorech la'azerachot, he may shall Gael, I will cut me at the tzorech la'azerachot. That's in the parasha of Gezel Ager. So there is a halacha that if someone was Gezel from Ager, there is no Yoshi. So, and he has no Yoshi. If somebody was Gezel from Israel, a Israel who has Yoshi, so then, and he was Kefir on the Momain, he's Kefir on the Momain, so then there is a Chiyuv of a Karen and the Chemesh. But if he was Gezel, yeah, who has no Yoshim, so then he has to give it to the Mishmah. He has to give it to the Mishmah. So the Gemara says, Gezel, yeah, the main Yish Gezel, Yish Atutzor Tlarzerachon, to find out, even though he's a Gezel, we still have to determine as to whether he has Yoshim or not, because the Gezel Shem is Gai Kodin Sheelad on it. So he has no claim with my wife, but the Mato, if he gets married, then he has children, so he has Yoshi. So if the girl is a godo, so then we have to determine as to whether he has Yoshi or he doesn't have Yoshi. If he has Yoshi, he has children, so then, and he died, so then the niece will die, the girl, so then he has to give to his children. If he has no Yoshi, so then he gives it to the Mishnah. But cotton, I will cotton the atotzoich la'azeracho. Because you certainly have to give it to the Mishnah, because he has a cotton, a gear, he couldn't have children, and Limaibo, he has no craving, because Gershon is Gaia, I got children on. I will cut me out of Tzor Barza. So that was the Gemara is reference to the gates, to where the gear is a cotton. Obviously, there is such a thing as a gear, a cotton, but since Rabun is deep, is based upon the Aloch of Zochan, the cotton, the Rabunon, so how could the Gemara darshin from that posik in the Torah? Abu Kotni at the Torah Zachor, and you can be sure that he has no Yoshim, so the male it has to be given to the Mishnah. There is no such thing as a Gia Kotni the Raisa. So Jesus says, Abu Kotni at the Torah Zachor, Mishkar, Gia Kotni Nati, Om Darshin is Gairo, Gia Nfilik Oro, Ili Kom Biashin is Gairo, Om Nitzor Tvile, Abu Gia Nati, Om Yisrael Gomu, Vizli Mom Nati, Kin Shiyora Jesi Mei, Vi at the Torah Zachor, Shein Liyoshin, Shein Meiri, ויוכל מן הלא, ויוכל מן ההם, אין ירשין איסי. ירשין איסי. So Tetzer says that the only way to visualize a Gerkot Midraise is only is the case where the mother was misguided while the child was still in fetus, in blood, in the Yimei. So Mubarash and Misgaiwo is a no Tzorich Tvilek. Mubarashim is Gairo, so if no, so if Vile. So the Mele, Mahabigam Natele. So in other words, so in Tetzves, it's mentioned here that Mubarashim is Gairo, no, it's all Vile, so then it's not based upon Zochalon Shulifonov. When is the Gehus of the cotton? Based upon Zochalon Shulifonov, if the cotton was already bought. So then, it's based upon Zochalon. Mashaykin, if the cotton is not even born, so then it doesn't require any gears of its own. So the mele, it's not based upon Zochin, so then is a gear with rice. A gear with rice. Now, Teisves, so Rabbi Kveya has the kashe, we mentioned Rabbi Kveya's kashe. So Teisves, Rabbi Kveya has the kashe, Vishleine, according to Mandomar, that Ubayach, Imei, then we understand. If Uba Yerachimei, so the fetus is considered as a Gavra with the Atzmei. Gavra with the Atzmei. So in Mele, it's not based upon Zohar. But if we say Uba Yerachimei, then you understand. So then the Uba is not an entity by itself. He's not the Gavra with the Atzmei. And he's an even of the mother. So in Mele, the mother's Geus is a Geus with Raise. So the girl's Geus is also like the girls of the mother, he's a neighbor of the mother. He's not an entity by itself, he's not a god by itself. But according to Mandoma, Uber Lavia, so the Uber is not considered as a neighbor of the mother. So the Uber is considered as an entity by itself, as a government by itself. So is so the Mele, he requires a separate chaos. The Horaye, the more in the Rome says the Kashe, if we say Uber, La Vera Rime. So how can the Tfile by the mother be Ele for the Uber? Why do we say Mubereshem is Gairo, ain't no Tzorich Tfile? He should require Tfile when he's born. Because after all, sin suga labia achime, so is he gabra by himself. So when the mother was immersed herself in the mikveh, so the water had no access to the, and the uber was not immersed in the water because the goof of the mother was interposed between the mayim and the goof of the uber. So he should require tefillah, and why do we say muberesh is gaila, he must have tefillah. So he more you tell it, hamer b'sayim. It's not a tzitzit. So that means that the tefillah by the mother is considered as a tefillah on the Uber too. So the male sins, he requires his own tefillah, his own geos. So it has to be based upon Zohar Lomishol Yifonov and Zohar Mikotnis Mirabonon. So how can we have an Uber cotton with rice and we see from the Gomez Aleda and there is such a thing as an Uber cotton with rice? That's Rav Yehuda Yaskash. So, Rav Chaim gives two terutzim on that. Two terutzim on that. One terutz is that even if we say Uba Lav Yerachime, so it doesn't mean that then he has to undergo a separate case. Even though Uba Lav Yerachime, all right, so he's considered as a gabre by itself. But the geus is half with the mother. It's not that when a pregnant woman is misguided, so maybe it means that two people, two individuals are misguided. The mother is misguided and the fetus is misguided. And the fetus happens to be hidden in the womb of the mother. It's not that way. Even though it's Uber Lav Yerachime and is a gabra by itself. But the geus and the Uber is hal for the geus of the mother. It's not that a separate geus is hal and Uber. Because he is Mimeime, so Mimele, when the mother is misguided, so the Geus is Hal and the Ugatu. But, so why is Gemara as the Kashe? And why is no in Tzorich Tfile? Why is no in Tzorich Tfile? It should be. Why is no in Tzorich Tfile? It should require a separate Tfile, because that Tfile is a Chzitze. So Gemara is the Terence, it's not a Chzitze, Haimah the Messiah. The Gemara only says it in the Maisa Tfile. In the Maisa Tfile, has to be realized a Maisa Tfile. If we say Ugal Av Yerachime, if we say Ugal Yerachime, so then no separate Maisa Tfile has to overtake the Uga. Because he's mamish like a leg of the mother. So the same Maisa Tfile that is realized that overtakes the mother, so when a Maisa Tfile overtakes the mother, So you can't ask the question, how about the water? I mean, the water does not penetrate into the internals of the mother. Whenever a person is stable, it doesn't, because that's one good. So mainly if we say, Ula Yerachine, so there is no requirement that there should be a separate feeling under Ula. Because Ula Yerachine does it. So it's one. The same tefillah that he overtakes the mother overtakes the Uga. But if we say Uga Labia Achime is a separate entity, so then the Uga requires a separate tefillah. The tefillah of the mother is not considered to be a tefillah and the Uga. So why is it not a tefillah? So the Gemara says, there is a separate tefillah and the Uga. But there is no chitze. So Haine Ribusai. But the Geus, the fetus becomes a gear for the gears of the mother. So maybe we don't have to resort to Zohar. Now, you see, according to the Rabbi Kreger, so there is a very big chiddush follows. Now, Mubereshem is Gairo, ain't not Tzorich Tfile. Ain't not Tzorich Tfile. Now, suppose a Muberes was in his Gaia, and then she gave birth to a boy. So according to Rabbi Kveger, now we know that the boy, the man, So can only become a gea. Can only become a gea through tvile and mile. Through tvile and mile. So if we say that according to Mandoma Uda Lav Yerachime, of course according to Mandoma Uda Yerachime, so even if a new parent was misgaya, so even though she gave birth to a boy, but suppose he was never Nino. So you only had a Nino be Yisroelo, that's all. Like a real Jew who was never Nino. Yisroelo, but he's Yisroel Gomor. But the question is, how about the Mandoma Uga Lavia? And she was misguided, she was developed while she was pregnant. And then she gave birth to a boy. And no Mila took place. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's not a Jew. Because Rabbi Yehuda assumes that if we say Uga Lavia Rechime, and the Uga is considered a separate gather, a separate entity, so it's like two people being table at the same time. Being table at the same time. But one of the two people who was table at the same time is a man. So the male, he cannot become a gea without male. But according to what Reb Chaim says, so he will not require male. He will require male like every other Jewish boy. But he will become a Jew even if he's never male. Never knew. And it's mistaba like a time. Because it would be very strange to assume that when the Beres is Gaia, and then she gives birth to a boy, and for some reason he's not evil, that the child born is a girl. Is a girl. Alright, anyway. So that's one parent. The other teretz that Reb Chaim mentioned is, but the other teretz could only be true according to certain regime. Not to all regime.
Right.
Yes. Reb Chaim is not Messiah. I suppose that the Chodesh Ha'Kach and Shas has it. I suppose so. I mean, I didn't go through all the pieces in Chodesh Ha'Kach and Shas. I mean, it was given up. Now, the other Teretz, this Teretz is to according to Teitz Shita also. But the other Teretz is the Reb Chaim I mentioned that the Rambam has a halacha. Yisroel shetok atakum tkot. Oy shemotzo kimi kakum. Vitvilo yishim gear is gear. Yishim ebedar is ebed, yishim mechir as mechir. So the Kesef Mishne says that is the din of Rav Huna. So Rav Chaim said, I mean, that's difficult, and it is difficult. How can we say it's the din of Rav Huna? Rav Huna only says, Yakot Nishmat Gomad Das Benzin. But Rav Huna doesn't say that Akum Kotten Madbil Leisei Nishim Abdu Sal Das Benzin. Since when is becoming an Eved is Chutz? Becoming is Yisroel Gomor, or even Chiron is Chutz. But to become an Eved is Chutz. And then, the Rambam mentions Rav Huna's din in Luchas Melachim, and he mentions in Luchas Yisroel Bieh, and there he says in both places, if you hear him in place, and it's based upon Zohim. In the Chesavodim, he doesn't say if you hear him in place, he doesn't mention it's based upon Zohim. So, as the Yosemeya says, the Yosemeya also says, that the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam is difficult. And the Yosemeya mentions a Yerushalmi Yivomes, that by Gea Kofin there is a Geirus al the Kiddush. We mentioned that, in other words, that there is a Geirus al the Kiddush. We mentioned it in connection with Rashi also, in connection with Teis Esri. Now, we mentioned that the according to Teis Esri, Kiddush means Mamash Kiddush, in the ordinary sense, in the sense that the teenage, the Kofin is Kovish Lachas Yodeinu, because he had this royal Kiddush. Let's say out in the Chome, or he was found, and the government allows any Jewish person to take him and to bring him up as a child. So when his mamishki was being tzias, in the sense of tachas yodeinu, of being tachas yodeinu. Now tachas yodeinu does not mean that he had this whole kifor, that there is a Jewish focus, but yet tachas yodeinu means if the government gives us the right to raise a child as a Jew, so it's also Yad Yisroel Kifo. It's Tachas Yodeinu. That's according to Teis Esri. But according to Rashi, kibush, too, there is a special aloha of gerus al the kibush, a baikot. So that the one to whom the cotton is kibush, so can carry out the maisegeos. The maisegeos. So, but according to Rashi, we say kibush doesn't mean tachas yodeinu, but kibush means custom. After all, there is such a thing as custody. In the Torah, there is such a thing as custody. Now, there is a love, the Raisa, Lois Sigme. And that love has has reference to Gnivas Nefoshes. So if somebody kidnaps a child or a grown up, it doesn't make any difference. So he's a love, the Raisa. And if somebody kidnaps a Jewish child, and or even a Jewish grown up, and he sells him as a slave, so he's high risk. So the question, what does it mean? Steal. Steal from whom? Steal from whom? Steal from the parents. If he's a god, he steals from himself. But if he's a baby, steal from whom? Steal from the parents. But, so that means that the parents have custody of a child. They have custody of a child. So if somebody will steal it, will steal it not from the parents, so he will not be able to have a resignate. Suppose there is a foundling in the street, and then somebody will take him. He will not be there. If, let's say, the parent lost the child, robbed the child by mistake, and then somebody picked him up, and he refuses to return, he is able to see him. But suppose a parent, as it happens unfortunately, a mother, an unmarried mother, she'll drop a child, let's say, in the street, or in the courtyard, it even happened that one mother in a university in Berkeley dropped a child in a wastebasket she dropped it, and then somebody else will pick up the child, and then that mother who dropped him will come and demand it of the one who picked him up. He will not be there with his name. So in other words, because if the mother dropped the child, so she was custody of the child. By dropped, by abandoning the child. So she was custody. But if somebody takes away a child from the house of the parents, he's able to signate. Why is he able to signate? The answer is because he took him away from the one who had custody. So there is such a thing as custody. Minato. I mean, you shouldn't think that there is no such thing as custody. So there is such a thing. So a parent has custody, with the rise he has custody. Otherwise, the whole love of my sickness could not be visualized if there hadn't been such a thing as custody. So there is such a thing as custody. For example, the Rambam discusses the aloha when a husband divorces the wife. So who has to raise the children? So there's a difference between the boy and the girl. So the father has the custody, according to the Rambam, over a boy because he has to teach him Torah, but the girl, so the mother has custody. I mean, so we see there is such a thing as custom. So kibush, according to Rashi, there is a special aloha of gerus al kibush, anikot, not anikot. So if, let's say, someone is migaya, if Bezdin is migaya, custom is migaya, a cotton, Aldaz Bezdin, so that is kibush tachas Bezdin, so in Meile, we don't have to resort to Zohar. So we don't have to resort to Zohar. I mean, to the regular din of Zohar, it's Achliches. That is based upon Achliches. So we do resort to the Aloha of Zohar, but because of another reason. We soon see. But, so, this is what Rashi says. Aldaz Bezdin Shleisho Yehdi Trilosei. Kidim Kotri Vatkeh, Shetzlichem Gimu, Veinasim Liot, Varugei Alvideyem, Umagoye Biyayim Kosh. So Rashi says Vinasim Kosh. So we explain, what do you mean Vinasim Kosh? The answer is, Rashi was bothered by the Kash of Thesis. How can there be Zohim, but Zohim Kotni is only the Rabbonon? Zohim Kotni is only the Rabbonon. So Rashi says, this Zohim is not the Rabbonon. This Zohim is the Raisi. Because when do we say Zohim Mikot is Rabbonon, let's say, if Reuven, let's say, wants to give a matonet to Levi, Levi is a kotel. So he tells the Shimon, now you make a boy in this chayvetz, and and you be zeyecha for Levi the Kohen. I want to give him a gift. So he can be zeyecha for Levi. So that zochen likotten is only rabban. Why? Because in order that someone should get title in certain places, what must he do? He must make him Isaac Kinyan. So he must make him Isaac Kinyan. Levi the Kohen didn't make him Isaac Kinyan. And he couldn't even make him Isaac Kinyan. He's a Kohen. So how was Reuven able to bring Zake to Levi through Shimer? The answer is because Shimer becomes a shliach of Levi. What is shliach of the Kohen? So it's only in Rabban. So in order that someone should acquire title in the Chepet, so there are two things are necessary. Number one, he has to give his das. He has to give his das. If he doesn't want, he cannot acquire title. Bal Kochel, he cannot acquire title. Number two, he has to make him Isaac Kinyan. So the Mele, if it's his schus, so schus is considered that the das is not lacking, because the das is special. Why should he want? It's not Balkoche, it's certainly not Balkoche. It's good for him. So the Mele is considered that he's getting the chayfetz vidaitem. It's good for him. But as far as the Isaac Kinyan is concerned, so we say, Shimon does the Isaac Kinyan for him. So by Kotun, he cannot do the Isaac Kinyan. Mashein Kein, in this case, so Rabune resorts to Zochem on Sholipono, because in order that it should be considered Midaite, Gerus requires Das of the Gea. Now, he is an infant, he doesn't know what's all about. So, where does it have the das? The answer is, even though he doesn't know what it's all about, but it's good for him. So the male is considered to be midaite. To be midaite. If the law, and we say, we don't want to be Jewish. So the male, it's not midaite, so retroactively. The geus is bottled, because geus cannot take effect. Shaloi midas of the cotton. Shaloi midas of the gear, cotton or god. But, so that's why the Gemara mentions Zohim. But as far as the Maisa Kinyan is concerned, so it's not the Kotun that is doing the Maisa Tile, the Maisa Gels. Since the Bezdin acquires custody as a result of the fact that the mother, or the father and the mother, I mean, the Ritva mentions another Muslim Rashi, another version. The Ovi, the Imei, the Vio is in his Gaia. Rashi says, so whether the father brings the Bezdin or the mother brings the Bezdin, so even though they are not desire themselves, so the Mele, but since they turn it over to Bezdin, so the Mele, Bezdin acquires custody over the child. Now that doesn't mean that Bezdin has to raise the child. They can give it to somebody else, but they have the custody, so they delegate the custody to their adopting parent. So they have kibush, so that means that the child is kibush to best. So according to the Tesis Lid, kibush, there is a special aloha of kibush, of Geus al the kibush. By God. So what does it mean, Geus al the kibush? If there is Geus al the kibush, so the Maisa Geus is carried out by best, not by the Geus itself. When he got the Leiboi, God is this guy. So Bezdin are only observers. But they don't carry out the Maise Geirus. Who carries out the Maise Geirus? The Gerim himself. He is Tehmel in the Mikveh in Shem Geirus. So he carries out the Maise Geirus. And who makes the Broche? The Gerim himself. Mashiach came by Ger Kotten, according to Rashi. So it's not that the Kotten carries out the Maisegeus, and Bezdin is a shliach for the Kotten. This is what Tesis is here, that Bezdin is the shliach of the Kotten. So, Ishlich is the Kotten, so it's only the Rabbon. But according to Tesis, so the Kotten he carries out the Maisegeus, even though the Kotten doesn't know anything what's all about. But, because of the basis of the Halacha of Zochen the Kotten. So the Bezdin does it for the Kotten, and then it's attributed to the Kotten. So it's considered as if the Kotten carried out by the Geus. But according to this Reed, and according to Rashi, according to this Reed and according to Rashi, it's not that the Kotten carried out by the Geus. and Besdin does it for the Kotel. Besdin themselves, they are Mikhail. It's not that the Kotel is Mikhail himself. And Besdin does it for him. And it's attributed as if the Kotel did it himself. Then it would involve the problem of somebody Kotel and Shlechas the Kotel. According to his Sreed and Rashi, Besdin is Mikhail. Because the Kotel is Kovush to them. If the Kotel is Kovush to them. But according to the Yitzis Reed, Kibush means in the sense of Tokuf Tachas Yodom. According to Rashi, Kibush does not mean in the sense of Tokuf, of Kovush Tachas Yodom, but in the sense that the Kotel is under the custody of Besdin. How does Besdin acquire custody? The answer is, a parent certainly has custody. He has custody. He has natural custody over the child. So the male, by submitting it to Besdin, so the custody is delegated to Besdin. So the male, the teenage, is kovush tachas Besdin. So the male, they carry out the maisegeiros. So we cannot say zoch mikotni is only rabbon. That's only the case where the maise has to be done by the zeich. And the other one is doing it for him. So we say, but here, the Besdin themselves carry out the Maizig Eros. They are Migaya the Kotel. They are Migaya the Kotel. So the male, this kind of ischus is Zohar the Kotel, is Midaraise. But so why does Rabbune mention Zohar Lodosh on the Fonov? The answer is, if not for the Aloha of Zohar Lodosh on the Fonov, so it would be Shaloi Midas of the Kotel. That only was no thing about it. And you'll see that it is a three, it says here, Higdiru Yechelu Yuchayis. He says, Pirish Achtanim Shem Yizgayo, Va'afilu, Yodeinu Tkifo, V'ilkide Yishisho Mishem Nicho, En Tzricho Get, V'yis Yisrael Muna, V'davte Shom Yigiru Lechol Shem Yisayim, Aber Higdiru Yuchayim Nicho, En Yechelu Yuchayis. V'imichu arein ki sol muma ugdu shom kushin. V'igdiru de Rav Yeisef lav davke shebo lechval onshin. Elo shebo lechval das v'adayin libo lechval onshin. Big chidesh in the Jesus Christ. We shouldn't think that igdiru yechel nimchis means when you become 13 years old or 12 years old if it's a girl. Igdiru yechel nimchis doesn't mean lechval onshin when they become gdeiri malpidi 13 or 12. But it means Bol Chodas, you see, because. But the question is, what does it mean, Bol Chodas? The halacha is all the things that require das, even if the Kotel is as intelligent and as smart as Shlomo HaMelech, before his bar mitzvah, so he considered Inibendel. Shlomo HaMelech, a day before he became bar mitzvah, was considered as Inibendel. So why does he say here, V'idilu de Rabbi Yisef Labdach kishibol chalonshin, alu shibol chaldas v'adayim bol chalonshin. That means he's 10 years old, but he's very smart. Why only 10? I mean, even at the age of 6, some children have real das, a real neidah. I mean, if you will give them an intelligence test, so they might have an IQ, I mean, I don't know what. But al-pidin, they are considered as a living dayon. As in the video. So the answer is that this is the cheating is that Jews does not even require das. There is no aloha that Jews require das. The aloha is that Baal Kolche, one cannot become a gear. One cannot become a gear Baal Kolche. So there is a basic difference between the things that require das in an affirmative sense, let's say like Okinom. So it's not Kedushin, Gerashin. Gershon requires das Baal. So it doesn't mean that Baal Kolchei of the Baal, she cannot be divorced. Or Gdushin requires das Isha. So it doesn't mean Baal Kolchei of the Isha, she cannot become married. It requires her das, or Baal Kolchei of the Baal, she cannot be Mekadeshes him. No, it requires his consent in an affirmative sense. So Mele, a Kotel cannot be Mekadeshes him. But a Kotel, but a Shlomo HaMelech. At the age of 12, he couldn't be become Jewish. But he certainly was smart enough. But Al-Pidin is Das, is not a Das. Al-Pidin is Das, is not a Das. machine came, Gittins does not require das in an affirmative sense. Bal kokhe, there cannot be any das. Bal kokhe, so it cannot take effect. One cannot become a ger bal kokhe. Now, so if the child, of course, if the child, let's say, is 2 years old, and Besen was Mikhail, and then he hears, he's Jewish, Besen converted him, he says, I don't want to be Jewish. So it doesn't mean anything. A two-year-old baby says, I don't want to be Jewish. It's commandless. But if the child is already six, and the child is Balseil, and he knows what it means to be Jewish, he knows what Torah is, and he knows what it means to be Jewish, and he says, and he is Balseil in Tzias, And he says, I don't want. He was best converted him when he was 1 day old. And then when he's 6 years old and he's very smart, he says, I don't want to be Jewish. So then it means he's Bal Kokhe. So I couldn't das is no das in anything that requires affirmative das, but where it is something that doesn't require his affirmative consent. Only Bal Kokhe cannot take effect. So, if he has Ktsazdas, that's called the Shem Ktsazdas. What is the Shia? That is, I say, Shikibar Sheva, because that we find in Gato in the Rabbanon. But the Shia is a Shia in the Raisa, but it's Nigeya in the Rabbanon. Haputis, Mekhomeshach, Umemkoro Memka. So, what is Putis? Putis is Kibet Shikibar Sheva. In other words, if he's an exceptionally bright child, so then even at the age of six, so it's Mechamecha. And if he's not an exceptionally bright child, only at the age of seven. So it's a certain degree of intelligence that one reaches at the age of seven. So that is called Ktsaz Das. But Midrash say it's a Mechamecha. Because Midrash say it requires das in affirmative sense. Hamo misake that midrabonon so mekamekach mekomeka. But the shiur of putins represents a shiur of actual das. You see, before putins, so mitzias he doesn't have das. After putins mitzias he has das. But I'll begin when in regard to everything that requires das in affirmative sense. So until it becomes a godel, the das is not a das. But if it's not something that requires das in the affirmative sense, it is something that Bal Kokhe cannot take effect. So he bin tias he has das. So Mele, it's considered, and he says no, it's considered Bal Kokhe. What's the shield? That's called by the shame Ktsaz Das. Ktsaz Das. That's, I think, is the same shield as Putin's. Kibashit. Kibasheva. So in other words, the thing is three cheating that Gilgus doesn't even require das in affirmative sense, but Bal Kokhe, so Gilgus cannot take effect. But we have to resort to the Aloha of Zohar Mishol Lefanov, because if it hadn't been Ischus, so then it would be Bal Kokhe too, if it had been a Chayro. So then you take an infant, and you do something with him that is detrimental to him. So it's a Chayro. So it's Bal Kokhe. So it's Bal Kokhe. But since it's Ischus, and we see, say, Zohar Odom, Sholem Yifonov, so it's even considered to not be lacking in his das, so it's not Bal Kokhe. But if it do, even though it's Kibashit Kibasheva, but he has actual das, so then it is Bal Kokhe. But as far as Zohar Yifonov being with Rabbonim is concerned, so that he's asleep, and Rasha say, no, here, the Gerus is carrying takes effect through the halacha of Kibush. According to this script, Kibush means Kibush Mamesh in the sense of Tokuk Tachas Yedeinu. Let's say Sheshobu, Plishtim Ktanim, Sheshobu Plishtim Ktanim. But according to Rashi, Kibush does not mean in the sense of Tokuk Tachas Yedeinu, but in the sense of being Tachas Yedeinu, in the sense of custody. In the sense of custody. Now, you'll see the Lashon of the Nir. You'll see the Lashon of the Nir. So you see that this is what it means. So he says, Und kommen wir können gehen gucken, there is a certain expression the merely, I mean. Buddha says he doesn't understand the meaning. The meaning is very obscure. Gehen wir sehen, gehen wir mal. Hallo, hallo. Gehen wir kommen. שבו בפני ישראל ויתוב המהם שיגיירו ואין לי אור ושיש לי אור ואין לי אור בו להסגייר עד שהסגייר בני מלעדה שאור ואפו אין לי כדאי למצא להם מצווס שיסגייר על סמך איסי דוי הויו מכל מוקים מטבי הבקח מדביל מסלדה סבזן כלי מה שאיסו מבויים בגיירי מבין את הדובר מבזן ומגייר לאיסו מלדייתום כאילו הם אבי סוף של זה שיוני מוסו להם כי דרך שאילן הבן מוסו לאוב להכניס אל אידריס ולביש את המון ומגיירס עדייתם כאילו הם אבי סוף חש שלוש so he says שיוני מוסו להם כי דרך שאילן הבן מוסו לאוב what do you mean אילן הבן מוסו לאוב what is peculiar to a Ben and the relationship between the father and the Ben custody. So in other words, if the father, the real father of the child, of the mother, or if the child already has that, let's say the child of 10 years old, he's an intelligent child, and then he comes to bed, he's an orphan, he has no father, he has no mother, and he comes to bed and he says, I want to become Jewish. So then, again, if the father turns over the child to bed, so then Bezin acquires custody because the father who has custody. But if the child is an orphan, has no father, has no mother, but he has doesn't see it, and he comes to Bezin and he says, I want you to be Megayim. So then, if he's an orphan, who has custody over him? If he's intelligent and he's, well, he's an orphan. So who has custody over him? He himself has custody over himself. And so Mela sins. He himself has custody over himself, and he comes to Bezdin. So he turns over the custody to Bezdin. So he nasi lekiyom ki lemaveis of shalzeh sheni yoni mosolev ki derech sheni naben mosolov lachnisei libris ulukdusha semuna. So in other words, that's a shita of Rashi. So mele. So who carries out the ma'aseh deus? Not the Kotel. When the God released this guy, so he carries out the Maisigeos. The Bezdin, of course it requires Bezdin, but the Bezdin are the observers. But the Maisigeos is carried out by the boy himself, the God. When the God released this guy, so then it's out the Kibush. Now, there was once a Shiloh here in Chicago, where real Shimonitzes, we really move an Amiro. So they wanted to adopt a child, and they got it through the agency, and the Catholic mother, an unmarried mother, so she turned it over to the agency, and she told the agency they can turn it over, then the agency asked the real mother, whether they can turn it over to a Jewish couple who are very observant. They said yes, and the child was turned over when the child was 1 day old, 4 days old. So it was turned over from the hospital. So it was turned over to the observant, to the couple. Then the priest found out that she turned it over. So the priest had an influence on her, and he said, "What are you doing? I mean, you are alienating the child and then turning you over to the Jewish faith. I mean, you'll be in hell. I mean, you'll never go out of hell." So she changed her mind. And she brought suit in court to get the child back under the influence of the priest. But the adopting parent wanted to migaya the child as quickly as possible, in order, because that the lawyer advised him that if he migaya the child, so then it's a better case. And he wanted me to be in charge. I said, as long as the court does not give a decision, I'm not going to participate in it, and don't have the child converted. Because suppose the judge will decide that the custody has to be given to the real mother, and then you will be Megayahim, and you will Megayahim, assuming that the Geos is Chal, so he's a Jewish boy, then you turn over a Jewish child for Shmat. So the best thing is to wait until the court will render its decision. And you can keep the child, you can raise him, I mean, and show all the paternal love to the child, but don't be Megaya him. So then, if the court decides he has to be turned over, turn over. If the court decides that you can have custody, so then you'll be Megaya. And then I said something else today. I mean, that father studied the yeshiva. So I told him that there is a real shaila whether the gerus is even chal. He said, no, I am not going to give up the child. And even if the court decides that he has to be turned over. So I'm not going to turn over. So I said, what will you do? You fight the police. What will you do? He said, I'll take the child to Israel and no one will know where the child is, and I and my wife will stay in Israel and will remain incognito. And he is willing even to sit in prison. So I told him, you are willing to sit in prison, but there will be a big shaila whether the gerus will be chal. Because according to Teisves, that is based upon Zochin, and it's not based upon the din of kibush altogether, so then the gerus will be chal. Even though the courts will render a decision that the custody is in the hands of the natural mother, of the future, the natural mother. But according to Rashi, and according to Jesus Reed, that the halacha of Diakot Matinas Alz Bezin is based upon the halacha of Kibush, according to Jesus Reed, so it means, according to Jesus Reed, that it's based upon the halacha of Kibush, and Kibush means Mamesh talk of the Hasyodeinu. So what do you mean talk of the Hasyodeinu? The Jesus Reed said Sheshobu Yisroel Ktani Plishtim Al Demechome. So that's talk of the Hasyodeinu. Or if, let's say, if the court will render a decision that custody is in your hands, so again you have the Keiach HaMalchus, the state will give you all the help to enforce to have the child. And if anyone will try to take it away from you, he'll be prosecuted as a kidnapper. So then there is kibush, mamish kibush. But suppose the court decides that custody is in the hands of the natural mother, so that means there is no kibush. So the gerus was not even chal. But of course, I mean, you'll be machlis yourself in a machlekes between princes and rashi. So the best thing is not to be the guy of the child, and kachave. He took in court about 2 years, and then court finally rendered the decision that the custody, once it was turned over, so it cannot be taken away, the mother cannot retract. I was involved in that decision too. I mean, anyway, so then the deal was carried out. But there are mice in the United States where deal is carried out. There are other cases, and Rabbonim, they do it, they carry out deals in the United States, not only in Chicago, Denver, New York, all over. So deals are carried out on a belt, in the same way as matzahs come out on a belt, as Christ's bakery. So deals come out, especially young deals, they come out on a belt, you know, by Adlach Rabbonim. That's the most unfortunate, tragic situation in the so-called Rabbinate of America. There's the laxity in Gaius. Anyway, so this is according to Rashi. Now, so one second, please. I started to discuss all that, the second teretz by Rav Chaim. So one teretz on Rav Chaim's kasha was, because even if we say Uber Lav Yerachimei, so, but still, the gerus is chal for the mother. But if we say Yuga Yerachime, he doesn't require a separate maizikiyot. But if we say Yuga Lav Yerachime, he's a gavra by itself. So even though the gerus is, he becomes a gavra for the mother, the chalei is chal for the mother, but he requires a separate maizikiyot. More the kashe. There is a chtises, and the mother says there is no chtises. Alright, that's one thing. Second thing is, but the second teretz is not according to all the shame. The second teretz is only not according to Tesis. It's according to Rambam, according to Sri, according to Rashi, but not according to Tesis. Since according to the Rambam, and this is in the Rashi, there is a special halacha of Ma'aseh Gerus al din kibush by al-Dikotun. According to this, kibush means mamish kibush in the sense of talk of Tachasidim. But according to Rashi, it means custom. But there is a halacha of kibush, some male in the case where a pregnant woman is misguided, while she's pregnant, she certainly has custody of the child, while she's pregnant, not the father, but she, the mother. After it's born, so then, there could be a child. Who has custody? So, there's a law in Rambam, of a boy, so the father has custody, because he has to teach them Torah, so it's a special law. But of a girl, so there is no chibur on the Torah, so the mother has custody. That means that in regard to Pineach, there is no union of teaching Torah to his son, so then mother has custody in giving Neach al Kedim. So mother has custody over all the children, sons and daughters. But in giving Israel, because of the chiyuv of teaching Torah, so mainly the father, as a matter of fact, I mean, the child once came out, and I felt that unfortunately, in today's context, where the fathers are not anymore dedicated to the chinuch haboni to the mothers, so that's that aloche, that in regard to his son, the father has to have custody. The Rambam says, why? Because he has to teach him. So, if the father will have custody, he will teach him. And if the mother will have custody, he will not teach him. So then the father has to have custody. But unfortunately, so many times, neither the father nor the mother will teach it all. And sometimes the situation is such that it was such a shaylah where the mother was a real shemeres mitzvahs and the father was a muftia, a real muftia, a bum, a real bum. So in such a case, custody has to al-kadim belongs to the mother. But anyway, in the neyach, so certainly the mother has custody. But if it could be discussed, so it's in regard to a born child. But as long as it's in the form of a fetus, so certainly who has the custody? The mother has the custody, not the father. So, and if kibush means as it is a sritzes, in the sense of talk of tachasideinu, so to whom is he talk of the fetus? As long as he is a fetus, so he's talk of Tachas Yodeh of whom? Of the mother. So the male, Gerus is how al dekibush. Here's how. Alright. So we'll leave it here. I believe we're not.